You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I am Tracy Ross. I'm here with Debbie Danielson, Murray Art Guild's director, and Kate Lochte. Welcome back, Debbie.
Thank you.
We are side by side this afternoon. And we've got artwork in the studio that is really cheery and happy stuff. It's part of the side by side exhibition that for which there will be a reception and a closing reception Sunday at 3 at the Guild Gallery, which is at the Guild 500 North 4th Street in Murray. This is one of, I sense the vibe is that this might be one of your most favorite projects.
I do love this program. And I was trying, on the way over here, I was like, don't be too excited. Because it's just, it is a great program. And we've done it for, I think, 4 or 5 years. It's sponsored by VSA Kentucky, which is a statewide organization that works to incorporate the arts for students with disabilities, using the arts as a mean to incorporate them into the community. And it's not just visual arts, but they also run performing arts and literary arts programs. If anybody wants more information about them, they can find that on their website, which is vsaartskentucky.org. The side-by-side program, they operate in every congressional district in the state. And what that program does is pulls out school-age students, and we do a workshop with them anywhere from 2 weeks to 4 weeks. And then we partner them with artists in the community, and then they work on a collaborative piece together. At the end of that collaboration, we have an exhibit of student work, collaborative work, and the artist's work.
So who are your artists and who are your students?
This year we had 7 participants, and I'm going to read it so I don't forget any of them and tell you who the participants are. Garrison Kelly was a student. He worked with Shannon Duffy. Allison Salazar worked with Tom Kelly. Hannah Bybcock painted with myself. Chris Poole worked in wood with Wyatt Sievers. Stephen Quast worked on a pastel drawing with Marie Dolshin. And Allie Hathcock did a beading project with Rosemary Kant. And then Jason Walker worked with Joy Thomas.
So typically, just take your own partnership, for example. How was the interaction?
Hannah and I actually worked side by side simultaneously on a painting. It was a painting of her choosing. I knew that she wanted to paint a scene from Big River that she loved in Playhouse in the Park. So we both had the palette in front of us. We both had paintbrush. We were just putting paint on there at the same time. I didn't get in her way once. I mean, it's hard when you do collaboratives, because some people choose to do that. They actually work side by side and draw simultaneously or paint. And that's how Tom Kelly and Allison Salazar created their portrait of a princess. They were working at the same time. And, you know, some of the students are very quiet and not so verbal. So you really have to rely on responding to what's going on the canvas or on the piece of paper, and just how you can sort of work together. And it's almost like doing, you know, kind of a dance on that paper.
Creating. I should think you'd start knowing each other in a different way.
You do, and it is a whole different sense of communication, and that's another thing that happens in it that I think is really exciting. The artists, we think of we're doing this for the kids, for the students, but I have seen the artists get as much or more out of it as the students do. Joy and Jason, just they had a wonderful experience, and it just reminded her, I think, of so many things that are base and just wonderful about creativity. And then Jason was so thrilled to meet a real artist. When they got finished drawing, he was sitting there on the stool in the studio, and he just said, I just love being an artist. So it was just wonderful.
Now, describe the objects that you brought with us.
I brought a piece of wood piece that was created by Wyatt Sievers and Chris Poole in Wyatt's wood studio. It's a three-legged small table, and the legs are the part that Chris and Wyatt did together in the studio. So they turned those on a lathe, and they used colored pencils to create the stripes that run along the legs as well as the shape of the legs. And that was another experience that, you know, Chris had just never had an opportunity to do anything like that. And when I went out to the studio to take pictures or to watch, his face was just, it just lit up. And his mom was there. She was going to leave, but I think she was having so much fun. She didn't go back to work. She stayed and watched. So Wyatt and Chris created the legs for the table. And then after that time, Wyatt approached the creative process or the collaborative process a little bit differently. They created that part together, and then he took those and was kind of inspired by what they created, and then he finished the piece creating the tabletop and putting that together. So when Chris comes in to see it, he'll recognize the legs that he's created and realize that it made a whole new object, the table.
Oh, my gosh. And the collage that Shannon Duffy worked with, whom?
Garrison Kelly.
Okay, Garrison.
And that, yeah, that's another one that, where they worked together in the studio for an hour making pages and pages of marbled paper. And then Shannon knew that she would let those pieces of paper dry and she would create a collage. And so the whole time they were working on marbling the paper, they were having a conversation about what that collage might be about. And they decided to make it about spaghetti tacos, which was Garrison's favorite thing to eat. So they knew in the process they were creating blue paper for the blue tortillas and white or yellow paper for the taco shells. And, you know, they knew that they were going towards a collage of spaghetti tacos.
So will the students be able to have these pieces of art after?
They actually don't. I know. That's the hardest thing about the whole project. The pieces actually belong to VSA, and then they auction those pieces. They will have a fundraiser at the Village Anchor later next month in Louisville, and they will auction these people or these pieces, and then the funds raised help promote or support the program because the students are able to attend the program fee-free. So it just continually feeds itself.
Well, that's pretty cool.
It is. It's a tough one, you know, what they've been able to do in the past. And it depends on funding. A lot of times they'll take really nice photos and develop images for the students of their pieces. A lot of times the families will buy the pieces. So sometimes that happens. And like I said, that's just a way to continually promote the program.
So how many pieces? We'll see 7 pieces, or there'll be more because Joy and... is it Garrison?
Joy worked with Jason.
Jason. They did 2 pieces.
They did.
Both self-portraits, it looks
yes,
like.
Yes, yeah. They worked in... Joy has a technique of drawing a 5-minute head study. And so with her direction, Jason took what his... He has a really strong drawing skill already, but it's very linear. So listening to Joy, he was able to add shading to give modeling to the form. So their collaborative process was kind of instructional in that sense. And then they also set up their easels facing each other, and Jason drew Joy's self-portrait, and Joy drew Jason's portrait as well. So that was really fun to watch them do that.
So in all, how many works will be on display Sunday at the reception?
23 pieces.
Wonderful.
Yep.
So this is, again, at the Murray Art Guild, Sunday at 3, the side-by-side reception and closing, and everybody's invited.
Absolutely. We'd love for everyone to come out.
And we're going to take pictures of the artwork that you brought, Debbie, and put it up on WKMS.org so everyone can see.
Good.
Oh, great. Thanks so much for being with us. Debbie Danielson is Executive Director of the Murray Art Guild.
Thank you.
We're Murray State's WKMS, inviting you to join our membership at WKMS.org anytime.